An ambitious program spanning over a dozen Victorian prisoners is helping Indigenous offenders rehabilitate through painting. Prisoners and former prisoners are reconnecting with their heritage by telling stories of their culture. Nicole Ng has the story.
Painting keeps me focused on doing one thing instead of doing another, like going out and getting in trouble, all that sort of stuff.
Graham Gilbert, also known as Gil the Painter, is a Wiradjuri man from central New South Wales. His art tells a story of his identity and culture, but he only began to make it his life and livelihood during his time in prison. It's a story of resilience and just one of dozens emerging from a program in Victoria which aims to help support Indigenous inmates through culture and by helping them earn money and by helping them sell their artworks to earn money.
What some followers don't understand is why they do the stuff they do to be put themselves in there. And this is a rehabilitation for the younger fellows and the girls to know where they come from, got their identity and all that, their sort of stuff. And it gives the younger fellows better literacy that helps them with the stories to go through camp.
The Torch program works with Indigenous offenders in 13 prisons, supporting hundreds of inmates during their sentence and post-release. CEO Kent Morris says he felt compelled to develop the program because of his own personal experience struggling with identity.
I built the program on my lived experience, and my experiences formed around my father being separated from his family. That separation transcended into our family. And so I found it very difficult to find a place in the world that was fortunate enough for the Aboriginal community, particularly here in Victoria, to support me to find my cultural heritage. I feel really fortunate to have had the support that I had. And realistically, all of the groundwork and the structure of this program is built on the support I was given by the community. So it's time-honoured. I didn't invent it or design it. I'm just passing on that kind of support I was given.
Mr. Morris says his feeling of being estranged from his Indigenous heritage isn't an isolated one. When building the program, he asked Indigenous communities what they were looking for.
No one said they wanted to learn about art. They all asked me, you know, can you tell me my totem? I don't know my family history. I've never seen a photo of my great-grandmother. What's our, can I learn my lingo, you know, for our ancient stories? Everyone wants to understand more about their culture. And that was the real signifying point, that art was a very secondary concern. The main thing was trying to learn more about identity.
Indigenous people can feel more alienated if they're not anchored by a strong sense of identity.
We need to understand who we are and where we're from and our cultural identity. And a lot of the men and women in the program, when I first went out to speak to them, we found together that we had such shared stories of disconnection from family and culture and not understanding who we were, not finding a way to feel comfortable in the world because of that. And that the arts had a way to really heal that gap.
The Torch helps those caught up in the justice system prepare for release by creating new and positive communities.
Breaking old behavioural habits, finding new connections, new networks of friends and community members away from what may have been in the past, ones that could maintain that kind of cycle of offending. For men and women who often feel that there isn't a place for them, to make sure that they're kind of carving out a place for themselves through their ability to connect back to the community through the art.
Gil the Painter says the Torch program helps him focus and gave him a source of income. He says that the fact that the Torch helps inmates become more independent makes it different from other programs.
While I was there, I made a couple of dollars for myself out of my artwork, and I've sent that to my family while I was in before my pre-release. So I basically don't like asking my family for money, and that helps them out with bills, school fees, everything like that. Kent's program, it helps provide for the fellas in there that's got no income that comes from family. They can learn it, like structure themselves to stand on their own 2 feet, and they can provide their parent family with some money as well.
The program has given this artist solace and focus, and it's sure to help many more find their way.
I'm standing on the deck, got a few trees there around at the moment, just basically being with family and showing that I can provide for my family through my artwork. And I can move forward from that way without doing the wrong thing.
Graham Gilbert, Indigenous painter, ending that report by Nicole Ng.